Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. If you're learning English, we are your good friend as we provide you with lots of authentic English to listen to. We have podcasts like this one, and in fact, every week we release two new podcasts. So if you've just found us, then go to our website at adeptenglish.com and you'll find much, much more. And if you're a regular listener, then please tell your friends and family about us if they're learning English too. So today we're going to do some fruit idioms. If you've listened to Adept English podcasts before, you'll know that from time to time we cover idioms of various kinds. And an idiom, which is spelt I-D-I-O-M, is a saying, something we say, which has a literal meaning, but which also has a non-literal meaning, a meaning which cannot be understood from the words themselves. English has lots of idioms. You probably know some already, but we use them all the time, and it's confusing if you're learning English and someone uses an idiom you've not heard before. The meaning may not be obvious. So what we're focused on today is fruit idioms. So there's not really any point me just listing all the fruit idioms that I can think of. There are a lot. Instead, how about we just look at three of them, so that you might remember them or at least recognise them when you hear them. What about these fruit idioms then? There are lots, lots more, but here are three good ones. To compare apples and oranges, to take another bite of the cherry, and to go pear-shaped. So I'm imagining that you know words for fruit. It's the kind of vocabulary that you learn in your English classes at school. Apples, oranges, bananas, plums, raspberries, strawberries, etc. are all types of fruit. So if we go with the idiom, first of all, to compare apples and oranges. An apple is a very common fruit, and we grow lots of them in the UK. Perhaps if I say some varieties, some types, you'll recognise apple, which is A-P-P-L-E. Think of Granny Smith's or Golden Delicious or Bramley's. They're all apples. And an orange, that's O-R-A-N-G-E. Well, they're a citrus fruit. They're orange, like the colour, that is. And you might drink orange juice at breakfast time. Jaffa is a type of orange. And the verb to compare, well, if you compare something, usually two things, it means you're looking at what are the bad parts of this, what are the good parts of that. You might even arrive, through comparison, at which one is best or which one is better, if there are two. But if you hear someone say, ah, but I think we're comparing apples and oranges here, what do they mean? Well, they're probably not talking about fruit. So just imagine if you were to compare apples with oranges, instead of comparing apples with other apples or oranges with other oranges. Well, these two types of fruit are not very similar. They are both fruit, but they're not much the same. So what the person who says, ah, but I think we are comparing apples and oranges here, what they're saying, it means be careful, we're talking about and trying to compare two completely different things here. So we're comparing apples with oranges means we're trying to see similarities, but perhaps there aren't that many. A similarity is a thing that is similar. So let's use an example. Perhaps you're trying to compare two bicycles, but one is a bike used by a professional cyclist and the other bicycle belongs to your grandmother. Notice the word bike, B-I-K-E, is short for bicycle. It means the same thing. So these two bikes, your grandmother's and the bike belonging to the professional cyclist, well, they're both bikes, but they're hardly likely to be the same. If you made a comparison of those bikes, then you'd really be comparing apples and oranges. So you're comparing two things which are broadly in the same category. They're both bikes, and apples and oranges are both fruit. But beyond that, there aren't really many things which are the same. Let's just take a pause there to talk about our courses, which will help you improve your conversation in English. The courses use really good techniques to help improve your English, just like the podcasts do. If you can understand the podcast, then course one, Activate Your Listening, will be helpful for you improving your English still further. And if the podcasts are a bit difficult, then you would probably find our 500 Most Common Words course really useful, just to help raise the level a little bit. Both are available, of course, on our website at adeptenglish.com. Okay, what about another bite at the cherry, or to take another bite at the cherry? There's another of these fruit idioms for you. So a cherry, C-H-E-R-R-Y, is a berry which grows on a tree. Cherries are delicious. They're probably my favourite fruit. And in May and June, when cherries are in season, I'm quite happy to sit down with a bowl and eat them all. They have what we call a stone in the middle, like plums do as well. It's really a hard seed. And cherries are in what is called kirsch, if that helps you. A type of cherry might be Morello. Anyway, another bite at the cherry. A bite is when you use your teeth. If you're eating something, especially something like bread, you will take a bite. That's B-I-T-E. And also there's a verb, to bite, and a noun, a bite. So if you're taking another bite at the cherry, you've had one bite already and you're having another bite. I'm not sure why cherries are used in this phrase. If I'm eating cherries, then they seem to fit quite easily into my mouth as a whole. I don't need to take bites. And anyway, what does the phrase mean? It means basically another bite at the cherry. You're going to have another go, another try at something. Supposing you're driving round and round trying to park your car and you don't know the town very well. So you see the entrance to the car park you're looking for, but you miss it first time. It's too late. So you drive around again. You might say here that you're having another bite at the cherry, trying to get into the car park. If you've been learning English for a while and you stop for a reason, and then a bit later on you decide again that you're going to try and learn English, you might say, I'm having another bite at the cherry. So finally, in this podcast on fruit idioms, what about this one? To go pear-shaped. Well, a pear is a fruit, which is rather like an apple, but it's more delicate in flavour. And it's hard to catch them when they're ripe, when they're just ready to eat. Pears are not round like an apple. They're narrow at the top and wider at the bottom. So perhaps this is a bit sexist, but sometimes people's body shapes, especially women's body shapes, are referred to as pear-shaped. So they're wider at the bottom than they are at the top, shaped like a pear, in effect. It's unclear whether this is where this idiom comes from. There is some evidence online that this may be a term or a phrase which originates from pottery and making pots. So pots can go pear-shaped. When you're making them, it means suddenly they flop and become wider at the bottom. Doesn't really matter what the origin is, but it's interesting. Anyway, what does it mean if something is said to have gone pear-shaped? Well, it means it's gone badly wrong. The project, the venture, has failed. And it's not just failed, it's failed rather spectacularly. So this phrase is common in Britain, but it's also getting used much more in the US as well, especially when it's being used to mean the failure of a business or an economic failure. So it's all gone pear-shaped means it's all gone wrong. You might talk about a bank robbery or even a house robbery. If it goes dramatically wrong and it's not, you know, somebody gets hurt or injured or it's all gone pear-shaped. Your new business, suddenly it's not making any money. In fact, perhaps it's losing money. It's all gone pear-shaped. Or you might talk about an athlete who's having a bad season. Say it's Wimbledon at the moment, bad tennis season. You know, it might be they feel their career has all gone pear-shaped. Anyway, there are three fruit idioms for you. There are plenty more of them to learn, but that's probably enough in one go. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.